and welcome to the Atma podcast. I'm here at the currently by myself. Jordan is gone for a piss, but he will be here momentarily. And Dan will be joining us in just a little while. He did say just start like near five. And he'll pop on when he's home. So hopefully he'll be here soon. But yeah, hopefully everyone's doing all right, wherever you're listening and watching it from. I can see Jack has joined us. Hello, boys. Hello, Jack. Hope you're doing well, mate. Ashton, hope you're doing well also. Up the Atma, I hope you're all well. We're all good. Well, I can only speak for myself because I'm currently the only one here. Yeah, Jordan said he needs to go to the toilet, need to piss. This is the longest piss that I've ever heard in my life. It's all right, though. It's all right because we're going to be talking about some uplifting stuff today. The possibility of another pandemic, maybe. I don't know. But I will start with a different story first because it's quite amusing. Big P in the house. Always good to see you, mate. Been a loyal supporter of the channel. Much love from Australia. So, everyone, just want to let you know, right? We're probably not going to have another COVID. It's probably not happening. But it could. We'll get into it later on. First story, what we'll talk about is based around North Korea and their, I wouldn't say hatred, but more like dislike of genes. We'll go into it because I literally found this story about 5 minutes before coming on here, and I just got to share it. It is quite funny. Bex, hello. Stoned Alien, hey, first live pod in a while. I haven't seen the chat, to be fair, for a while, so welcome. Zenbass, hello. And Lunzar Bro. Did I say that right? Lunzar Bro. There you go. Hello. Hello, everyone. If you are listening to this or watching this back on demand, you know, maybe, if you can, join a live stream. Get your comments in live. We do often answer questions live, so if you've got a burning question, ask it, see what happens. Kez, good evening, lads. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, I'm good. I hope you're good too. Tom Worthington, up the Atma. L. Holland, good eve, Lozza. I haven't been called Lozza in a while. Lozzy. Many different spellings of Lozzy, but Lozza's a new one, relatively new. But thank you. I'm good. I hope everyone's good. Is he back?
Yeah,
He's shimmying in.
That was fucking scary.
Oh, was it not a piss?
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. He went for a porcelain smash. All right. Fair enough.
And, hey, Jesus Christ.
That's it.
The size of a fucking grapefruit.
Jesus.
Too much information, that.
Well, beside the hemorrhoids, how's it going?
That's it. I was scared for a second there.
I would be too.
I was fucking petrified. But yeah, Nas, it's all good.
All good. Good stuff. What have you been up to today?
Just work.
Nice. Are you off? Are you got the bank holidays off?
Yes. Yeah, nice. So I'm off for four. It's nice. 4 day week, 4 days off, 4 day week.
There you go.
And then I'm off again in a couple of, for 2 days in, I think, 2 weeks' time. Because I'm going to Birmingham to see Hans Zimmer.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
So, excited for that. It's going to be fucking sick.
Birmingham. A fine city, some say.
That's it. But yeah, no, all good, mate. Obviously, I don't reveal what I do for work.
Yeah.
I'm a secret agent. But
MI5.
My skills are being utilized in the near future because I will be doing some video marketing for the company. So, nice. Yeah. Nice. And they're buying a gimbal that I'm hoping to acquire for investigations.
It would be cool to have a gimbal, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, it's going well.
Nice.
How? What have you been up to?
I went to the gym this morning, as I normally do on the Thursday mornings. Did a full body sesh. Probably went a bit too hard on legs, to be honest. So I'm regretting that. But I'm also wearing, I don't know if you've ever worn one before. It's underneath my shirt, but it's like a posture correction thing.
You've got a posture correction
yeah,
shirt?
Yeah. It's not a shirt. It's actually like a sort of, it's not a brace. I don't know what you call it. It goes around your shoulders and around the, you know, around your back.
It was like pulling you backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never worn one before. Just, I think my partner had it just randomly, and I thought, fuck it, I'll wear it, see if it actually does anything. But it's really itching the fuck out of my armpits. But is I suppose it? If I wore it over the shirt, it might not do that. But then it looks a bit stupid. But anyway, yeah.
Oh.
Just because I feel like, I mean, I haven't looked at my posture and gone, yeah, that's fucking, that's shit. But I know it's probably not great. So,
yeah,
just try and see what happens. But
why
yeah,
not? Exactly. I'm doing it.
Exactly.
I just want to answer a couple of rumors in the chat. Mm. Pets at home, James brought you back. Absolutely fucking not. I would rather not be on this planet than go back there. Mm-hmm. What does Jordan give me? Vibes of working in insurance. That's incorrect because I have a soul. So yeah, maybe it's just like the collar. Maybe this is like giving like, you know,
yeah,
the vibes. But no, it's not. I would say, and I'm sure you'd agree, Loz, that like from a moral and ethics standpoint, my new job is actually on the side of good, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
very, very much so.
You'd probably be in several people's good books, I would say. More than several, to be fair.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Estate agent vibes. That's an insult.
Jesus. That's it.
Yeah, that's insurance. Estate agents.
Welcome to this open house.
That's it. I've worked in insurance for 6 months, and it is just soul destroying.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
I mean, I'll probably just fucking come out with it at some point. I don't even know why I'm kind of keeping on right. Like I said, I just kind of shared so much over the last 10 years. I just wanted this to myself sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah. What's enough. The point about another pandemic's around the corner?
Maybe.
I hope not.
But first, I want to just discuss. I found this 5 minutes before coming on. North Korea do not like jeans, as in denim jeans.
Oh.
This came around because I saw an article. Do you know who Alan Titmarsh is?
Yeah, the gardener guy.
Bloke, yeah. So randomly, I saw this article where North Korean television had censored Alan Titmarsh's jeans on a old BBC program that they'd blatantly just stolen and put on the national TV from about 2010. I think this was shown or aired originally in. And they've just blurred out his jeans. I'll show the picture. It's like pretty low quality, but I'll show you the picture. They've just blurred out his jeans.
What? Why?
So apparently, denim jeans. I'll keep it on screen. Actually, apparently, denim jeans are a sign of Western civilization that they don't like.
Right.
So I guess it's like a. An American thing, like, you know, you think about jeans, some like snake boots, a cowboy hat. That's like the stereotypical country American look. Because other than that, I don't really see why the hate is there for jeans. Because, I mean, obviously, it's probably not a fashionable item in North Korea. Not that there is any fashion in North Korea, I'd imagine.
It's North Korea, not yes. South Korea.
Yeah, sorry, North Korea. I don't know if I said North Korea in the first place. But yeah. But apparently they censor his jeans. When I first looked at the picture, I thought, right, I didn't know Alan Titmarsh was packing, right? Because I just assumed it was going to be, oh, you could see his pain through the jeans. But no, it's the garment itself. They don't like jeans. So
I see.
Blurred it.
So strange. Have you, like, there's like a map of all the places where, like, that are involved in making jeans.
Oh,
like,
right.
One pair of jeans are made across like six countries or some shit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Pair of Wranglers.
The denim making process is very long, apparently.
Mm. Hard wearing.
Yeah.
Western civilization.
Sorry.
But yeah, I just thought that was, it just made me laugh a little bit. Don't know why. That's the one thing they choose. It just makes no sense. One, why put the fucking program on national North Korean TV?
Yeah.
If the very guy who is basically the centerpiece of that program is wearing a, what could be considered, according to them, as like a symbol of Western civilization that they don't like. Just,
yeah,
you've gone to all that trouble to bootleg it and then show it on national TV. Crazy. But anyway, are we having another COVID? One more look at Titmarsh's bulge, and then we'll go.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah, are we having another COVID, basically? Maybe. That's the kind of thought, really. There's not a lot. It's not like this article's not saying that we're, like, imminent another COVID. I think they're just saying that because of certain factors around the world, especially global warming, it becomes an environment for things like that becomes more likely in more places. So I've got some information on previous things like the Spanish flu, HIV, AIDS, like death toll from that, and COVID-19, which parallels in comparison to the two things I just mentioned COVID does. I think Spanish flu killed like 50 million people. And
yeah.
COVID, I think, has killed six million people. But yeah, we'll just go through.
6 million people had COVID attributed as their death anyway. Well,
yeah, yeah. I mean, we're talking about also Spanish flu was from like 1918 to 1920, the height of that. How good were their records as well, to be fair?
Mm.
But yeah. So I'm going to read a bit of the article. Obviously, we will talk about COVID times, because COVID is like a tale of two stories. One, obviously, it was shit. You couldn't really go and see people because of the lockdowns. But there were some positives, because Warzone in COVID days was lit.
I did enjoy it.
But yeah, I would have rather seen my family as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Dan's here, so we've got to lob him in. How's it going, mate?
All good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
yes.
Sweet. Okay, so just set up a new little...
Have you moved again?
I moved again, mate.
Well traveled.
Yeah, I'm slowly... My space is slowly becoming smaller and smaller. And I'm in a little recess now.
Still got a shelf next to you, though. You can put some stuff on there.
Only shelf, even that has shrank, and it's not the shelf it was, it's half the shelf. But I got half my books, I haven't read
half of them. I just never can get into reading, to be honest. I just much prefer watching films and TV and playing games, but each to their own. Before we go any further, just to get you up to speed, Dan. We're talking about the possibility of there being another COVID-like pandemic around the corner.
Okay.
Just talking about how weird of a time it was as well, COVID. We did some really weird shit that I don't think, if this was to arise again, that a lot of people would not do again.
Yeah,
100%. Even if we're told to, I just don't think it would, especially by this government.
I refuse to believe they could pull off another lockdown. Yeah. I think that so many people would just fuck it off. Because It just, you know, it was just a countermeasure that I don't really think was necessary.
Mm.
And I think countries like, was it Finland or Sweden that just didn't lock down and they were kind of fine.
They were fine. Like, they had the same...
Like herd immunity and just did it that way and it was just fine.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to be said in there about all that.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's quite funny. I think I have like some form of like... Oh, PTSD is obviously a ridiculous thing to say, but it's the only thing that I can think to describe. Like, if I watch like a TV series or a YouTube video or a movie where they're wearing masks, I basically can't watch it. Like when I was on holiday in Thailand, we had like YouTube on at night, and I got into this guy. Can't remember his channel, but basically. He's in America and he'd do some like, you know, he'd just like go into the mountains and just camp for like 4 days, like, you know, and shit like that. Yeah. And I was absolutely loving it. And then just one episode, it was like 4 years ago and it was in 2020 and he was doing all of his like COVID pass shit and he was wearing his mask and that. And I was like, I don't want to fucking watch this, even though it was literally just him like, the first 2-3 minutes of the video, him in civilization, then leaving to go camping. I was like, I just thinking back to those times, I was just like, just the mask shit just fucking annoys me. Like, it just like, because I just would never want that kind of loss of control on my life again.
Yeah.
And even just like the small things. Like, I remember one day, you know, going to the shops, everyone's got masks on and just thinking like, this is probably like, you know, months and months in and just thinking like, fucking hell. Like, I haven't seen someone smile in a shop in public in fucking months.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember thinking about, and I'm sure you'll be able relate to this more than I possibly could. But I remember also, you know, being in Tesco or whatever, everyone's got masks, and then seeing kids like 2-3 years old and just thinking that must be so confusing for them. Mm. Or like maybe 5-6 where they remember before COVID. Yeah. And then all of a sudden just everyone is just all got masks on. You can't see people's faces anymore. You know, you can't read emotion on people. It was just such shit time. I hate.
It was weird. It was
definitely
weird. I remember remember the queuing where you had to stand a meter away from everyone
outside
in the shop. And I think it was raining, and there's a queue for my local budgens. There wasn't actually that many people, but maybe, I don't know, it's 20 or 30. But because it was like two in,
yeah.
Doing people out at a time, like the equipment, all that. I was just out in the rain, and I'm thinking probably going to get ill from being out stood in the rain like a moron in a queue.
Yeah,
Which is ironic.
Yeah, I remember as well that I had to go to the doctor's surgery during COVID, and I'd speak someone through a window because I weren't allowed in the foyer in the reception area. And they were like giving out, in the pissing rain, they were giving out like, I didn't get a prescription, but I saw someone have their prescription handed to them and it was just like mush in their hands by the time they'd gotten it because they had to put it through a window. It's like, that's the best you can do. Is it really?
If you ever, there's a social experiment they did with a load of students, I believe, and they split them up. So all equal and they split them up half and half and they put them in a prison and half of them were guards and half of them
the Stanford experiment.
Yeah, I think you've covered it on your video.
Yeah.
But like, so that experiment obviously, you know, is about the power going to the head. But I noticed that in COVID, people who all of a sudden had authority and power to make you do stuff. And it just, you know, most people are lovely, but there was definitely people who got this power, like just weird stuff. Like, making you move and do things and not talk and like just again because they had the power to almost you know like the you know shop shopkeepers and just different people. Just yeah. really interesting. It was like, this is bizarre. Like even just, yeah, I met one woman. It was about paying my card. She was like, I can't remember what it was, but she made me move. Like I had to go away and do something. And then even though the card machine was right next to me, I was in the wrong place or something. And she was like, I mean, she's probably dealing with it all day, but she wasn't happy. But yeah, just a lot of people all of a sudden had massive authority to just, you know, like keep you in line. It felt very, you know, you watch these films and they're all like robotic and they're all like abiding and like, it felt all very like you're in a queue and you don't move. You know, like you see these videos in like China and stuff. It felt very much like that. Like,
dystopian.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, we're doing bits to not spread a disease or whatever, a cold, whatever it is. But, you know, we're all trying our best not to spread it. But yeah, some of the stuff is just dumb and you just like people are just making you do stuff because they can.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's just fucking ridiculous, man. A lot of that stuff. Especially as now, I understand, well, possibly, that, you know, obviously it was unknown territory and they were making up as they went along and you'd like to think they had the best interest at heart, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm pretty sure, like, you know, those governing agencies, whatever they're, you know, like WHO, or, you know, that sort of like who were kind of making all the decisions medically have come out since and said that the social distancing thing was basically irrelevant, really, in hindsight.
Yeah,
you know, and then I remember fucking one woman at Sainsbury's. This was a couple of days after they dropped the social distancing thing.
Yeah,
and I was shopping with Maya, and we were pulling up to a till, and basically Maya was pushing the trolley. I was in front of the trolley to sort of like, so you know, to put it all on the conveyor belt, because I was in front of the trolley. This woman in front, she was packing her shit. And because, like, what, the length of a trolley is like 1.5 meters, right? She was like, whoa, 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 get back. That's within 2 meters. I'm here with my daughter, who didn't have a mask on. So if you give that much of a shit, put a mask on her. Oh, what are you doing? I was like, right, first of all, calm the fuck down. Second of all, this social distance and shite was dropped 3 days ago. So what? Don't scream at me in a fucking shop. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you know. it gave those Karens.
What the fuck?
But it was also it? Like a fucking match to like kindling for people who are paranoid.
Yeah.
It's just like the paranoia just went through the roof, and then you get the scenario that George just talked about all the time, where you'd have someone screaming at you because you're not following a rule or something that they want done to stop them possibly getting ill. And it's like, I really don't think that me standing like 4 inches to the left of you is going to stop you getting whatever's going round. Like, it doesn't compute, it doesn't make sense. I'm sure there's probably somewhere some person will say, analyze it and say, well, if you stood this far away from someone, the chances of them getting infected with you coughing or something like that is reduced by X amount of percent. I just don't think it logically makes sense. And it also doesn't logically make sense for someone to scream at you if you're within 1.5 meters of them, like in a shop.
Also, if you cared that much about the safety of you and your daughter, why isn't your daughter? I know the children didn't have to, but if you cared that much, you're going to scream at a stranger in Sainsbury's, surely. Fucking hell, your child would have a mask on, marigolds, a fucking hazmat suit, like, you know, chill the fuck out, you know, Jesus Christ. And I was, but it was just absolutely mental.
You know, I remember a period as well when you couldn't even say the word. You couldn't say COVID on any plan. Probably, you know, you literally couldn't say the word, which is mental. But also, you know, the thing, another like experiment where they do where, you know, if you believe something is bad or that you're going to get something, it's going to make you really ill, that your brain already kind of gets you there because people are so scared of it. And I know I got it and I was ill. But I just wonder if that played any part where people were like that scared of getting what what could, you know, they could have got a cold, which would show the same symptoms, but they were so kind of worried that they've got this thing that everyone's so scared about that it made them iller. Don't know.
Yeah, quite possibly. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Like some sort of like negative placebo, like just to exacerbate it, without a doubt. But it's just fucking, oh man. And like you were saying about like you couldn't say it and stuff. I remember when it first kind of happened, and obviously I know that I'm into conspiracy theories and that, but I'm also incredibly fucking logical. Yeah. And I did a video about like COVID theories. Some of them were just, you know, fucking stupid, having a bit of fun, like the 5G fucking masks and shit. But I was sort of like, you know, in mid 2020, a cancelable offense and a racist thing to say, apparently, isn't now, by the way, was that COVID came from the Wuhan biological weapon testing facility, which specializes in SARS and COVID. If you said that, no, you're racist, that's disgusting, what are you doing? It come from a meat market. Now, it's like, apparently it did come from that biological chemical warfare testing facility in the same city where COVID originated, and they specifically focus on SARS and COVID. Like, no fucking shit. But the fact that they suppress that information to a point where, you know, if you said that, you're disgusting, you're disrespecting the people that are dying, you're racist, blah, blah, blah. And then a few years later, it's like, no, actually, that is factual information. Yeah. It's just fucking mental.
Yeah.
Well, particularly in China, there was reports of like doctors and people who were saying that at the time, getting killed, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Literally getting taken out or dying from the, you know, the virus.
Yeah. The first people actually hospitalized with COVID was in September 2019, and they were employees at that research facility.
Yeah. Isn't it?
That's like 6 months before COVID hit everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just fucking so, oh man. But yeah, the whole COVID and lockdown thing just fucking winds me up. I'm just glad. I think it was a big thing for like my mental health and stuff. Genuinely, I do mean this, that we had that completely legal loophole, because the government literally came out and said that they said it in Parliament, didn't they? That it was like for media purposes, entertainment purposes, filming purposes. Yeah. If you have a studio, you could, so we could continue the podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
in that second lockdown. So we had permission from the government film our podcast, which was fucking, you know, it was just a great fucking escape. But do you remember last? Because obviously we had to drive.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
To Cambridge. The roads were fucking dead.
Empty, yeah. I was driving around because our factory is still operating. And I got a green light from the council because I was like, look, it's a 6,000 square foot factory. There's six of us in there. We've got 1,000 square foot each off segregated into areas. I was like, that's more than any household. And then I was like, look at all the Amazon factories. The employees are right there. I was like, they've got like literally, you know, probably 20 square foot. So we got the green light to operate. It was mad. But driving in and out was crazy because it was just everywhere was dead. It's quite a nice experience, like, though, just because it was a bit, you know, like you always think about zombie.
Definitely.
I think that's the closest I've ever felt like towards it, like an actual apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I will never, ever, ever, ever forget the night when fucking Boris Johnson came on the screen, just like doing like a fucking 28 days later speech.
Yeah.
About how we're going into lockdown. That's fucking insane.
When you think about it now, it's mental, like locked in your houses.
Yeah.
Locked away. Like, they may have cried wolf with the last one, because I think if anything comes along now, no one will, there'll be a large percentage who just won't take it seriously or think, than there was before. And if something bad does come along where it does start wiping out quite large percentages, we'll be screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say what did make me fucking laugh though was that like McDonald's remained open, but they wouldn't open the gyms. Which, by the way, that for like the 2 weeks that they did open the gym and then fucking close them again, that was the cleanest thing I'd ever been in my fucking life, because they were so over the top. Like everyone had to pick up a fucking anti-bag bottle and cloth each.
Yeah.
You know, clean it before, clean it afterwards. Yeah. Like you could, I would have fucking eaten off the floor in that gym. Yeah. It was that clean. And then they closed it again. And it was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. But you can go down to McDonald's and get a triple cheese though. So where's the fuck, you know, I think the one, probably one of the biggest times in modern history that exercise was needed for, I know obviously you can go outside and run and shit, but exercise was needed for people's mental health, and they just closed all the gyms. Fucking ridiculous.
There were so many weird loopholes. Like you said, all the, you know, the fact that Amazon ran throughout, didn't close one day, you know, kind of says it all, really.
But those companies were fucking loving it, though, because they knew that the vast majority of their competition, or even people who sold things on, like, Etsy or stuff like that, or on eBay, they couldn't operate in the same way anymore. Yeah. So Amazon were just like, we're fucking raking it in, and we're going to post massive profits.
Yeah, and people were bored at home just buying shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, they made more profits over COVID than like any other time.
Which is just mental. You think about a pandemic that hits across the globe, yet they've managed to make a profit in a time where people are just in basically panic. It's crazy. Yeah.
But I'm not going to say I made the fucking profits of Amazon, but I can't sit here like a hypocrite. Like COVID was like statistically the best thing that ever happened to my YouTube career.
Yeah.
Everyone was sat at home bored.
Yeah.
But it's mad that you just said that, Loz, like globally, like that, like obviously the worst, you know, Sweden was one of the countries, probably some of us, but the whole world shut down.
Yeah.
Like at one point, like they managed to fucking lock, that's insane, lock the whole world in their houses.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even, if you were tasked with doing that.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Over fucking something that, like, you know, yeah, well, it was bad, but I don't know, just.
It shows.
Yeah, you look at other stats, that, you know, like the plague and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if that shit happened now.
But it shows that COVID as a weapon worked, because the whole idea of COVID as a biological weapon is to destabilize a country, and it destabilized the fucking world. So, you know, it's fucking, it's absolutely insane. He's absolutely,
at least there's
insane.
No wars would have been, you know, like if it happened now, like all the Ukraine and all that would obviously, they just, like, would they cease? I don't know. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird to think. Do you know, fucking, so Thailand legalized cannabis, and every other shop, or every other building in Thailand is a cannabis shop now, right?
Oh, okay.
And they released everyone from prison who was arrested for cannabis related things stuff like that, right? And they did that, apparently. We were talking to one of the locals. They did that because Thailand didn't do furlough. So COVID basically crippled the Thai economy.
Right.
So they legalized weed and said you can sell it as much as you want to, you know, get back on track.
Yeah.
And then they want to now illegalize it again.
Oh, wow.
Right. But the problem that they would have, I'm telling you now, is because every other fucking shop in that country is a weed shop, it would just destroy the economy again.
Because I always knew that in Thailand, like, I mean, I was watching the videos of it. If you got caught, there's a girl who got locked up in prison for 30 days because she got caught with a joint. This is about like 15 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Like, and now it's,
yeah, it's legal now. It
blows my mind.
It's legal because they didn't have furlough.
Mental. So just everyone smoking weed everywhere.
Yeah.
That's It's the new Amsterdam.
Shops everywhere.
What a 180.
Selling all sorts.
Proper, yeah, because it was probably the strictest place in the world when it comes, maybe not in the world, but when it comes to like, yeah, weed. It was so, given what you can get away with in Thailand, like they were so strict on drugs. Have they changed their, like, you know, class A and stuff? Is that kind of changed?
I'm not sure. But yeah, no, literally you just go past like a department store and it's just like, buy Koh Samui AK-47. It's like, whoa.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, no, it's just, because of COVID.
Was it good? Sorry to go off tangent, but was Thailand good?
Thailand was awesome, yeah. Thailand was fantastic. Absolutely loved it. It's just mad, like, you know, obviously flights are expensive, but you go outside of your hotel and then you can get like a full dinner, like a fucking lovely full dinner for like £4.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely insane.
Imagine how much weed you could get.
The weather was fantastic. The UV rays were fucking nuts. I've never seen anything like it. The highest the UV was in Thailand was 16, which I've only seen 7 in the UK.
Yeah.
And 12 is a sunbed, which you're only allowed to be in for 20 minutes maximum.
Jesus.
So, yeah, but no, it was fucking awesome. I just want to go back again for a little bit longer this time. But, yeah, no, it was fucking quality. But we left Maya's, because I went with Maya's family, and we left Maya's brother and his girlfriend out there. They're traveling across Asia for 3 months.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's currently in Vietnam, I think.
Yeah.
Very, very jealous. I've got a plan for the next couple of years, 2-3 years, but I'm thinking after that, maybe take like 6 months or something, 6 months out and just go somewhere.
Yeah.
Bit traveling. Yeah. Cause it was just fucking awesome.
Where would you like to travel?
I would like to do Asia. I think I just really like the people. I think that, you know, especially Thai people are so nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so polite and just happy to see you. You know, and a bit of Asia. I would actually quite like to do Route 66 as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know it's a bit stereotypical.
It's cliche, yeah, but that's
cliche,
some,
that's it, yeah. That's but it's I think it would be cool. I think it would be cool. But yeah.
Yeah. Go traveling, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Sounds good. But just will we be able to in the future?
Avoid Wuhan.
That's it, yeah. Avoid the place where it originated from. Allegedly, possibly, maybe. Fucking hell. I don't know if you can still get in trouble for saying that. Probably in somewhere. Somewhere is there.
Probably in Wuhan.
Yeah. You can't say
I think
that.
The crazy thing is, I think if you did now, you'd be like a martyr rather than a fucking...
Yeah.
You know, I think you'd be held up by the masses as a legend. That's the thing. That's the other thing. Like, I think people, you know, because it deeply affected so many people. I think it just fucked everyone off.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and they just don't want to be treated like that again, which I think is perfectly okay to say and to do, you know.
Especially thinking about, I mean, it originated from China, but China probably had the worst set of rules combined with the social credit score fucking thing they've got, where you're like tracked every millimeter of your journey from home to the shops. It's tracked for cameras. And if you're like out for too many hours, you're like almost apprehended and then forcibly taken to your home where you're locked up. And you just like, you had like sets of people, their entire job was to make sure that people who were suspected of being infected didn't come out of their homes. And it's just like, that's another level to what we had. And I was fucked off with what we had. So I can't imagine what it would have been like in living in China.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But I do agree, if anything like this happens ever again, there's no way that I would think the vast majority of people who had access to go outside and could do beforehand will just take notice of what the government said. I highly doubt it. I would probably go as far to say there'll be a lot of people, if there was, you know, let's think of the next pandemic coming up, there's a vaccine for it. I would probably go as far to say there'd be easily 25% less people getting the vaccine. Because I just don't think I need it.
I regret deeply getting it. Literally, if I hadn't have needed it to go on holiday, I wouldn't have got it.
100%. I think that was most people's. I know a lot of people that got it just to go away on holiday. That was it. I was thinking, you know, like if you think of China with a, obviously, they got more technology, haven't they, implemented to do all this tracking and different stuff.
Yeah.
So like imagine in the future with lockdowns when you got the likes of AI, like being able to track your face, maybe looking if you're like sweating or you got a temperature or whatever, like that's going to be awful. That'll be, you know, when you can use technology to literally shame people and lock them away.
Because we kind of had a technology in a sense, because we had that fucking shite app that the NHS were pushing, and it was basically like, I'm going to dob you in if you break the rules. It would like incentivize people to report other people breaking the rules.
And it was like, oh, someone that was at the restaurant that you were at had COVID, so now you cannot leave your house for 2 weeks.
Mad, isn't it? Mental. You're not even ill. I remember that weird people, like, you've been in contact. We're not going to tell you who, but there was someone somewhere that was ill, and now you've got to stay in your house for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, some it's people must have loved it, you know? But most people would have hated it.
So,
I did see, I don't know if this is real, it was on X, which still baffles me as to that's why he calls it that name. But anyway, there was a video of a Chinese government employee, and it was basically a CCTV view of this office full of people, and they're all being tracked. They've got like green squares around them. When they're sat at their desk, this woman gets up from her desk and the square turns red and starts flashing. And she gets up from her desk and talks to someone up from their desk. And the caption said something along the lines of, whether you can believe it or not, is up for debate. Anyway, it said that it tracks how long she is away from her desk and she will be docked pay. Apparently, for if she goes over a limit of like a few seconds,
fucking hell,
which is crazy.
It's fucking mad. It's like the you know, all the facial recognition stuff and social credit score. Is it social credit score in China?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
they're saying how it's just like going so Black Mirror, whereby if you in the future, I don't know if it's now or in the future, if you like hang around with. Socialize with someone with a lower status or score, it brings yours down.
Yeah.
So that alienates people with a lower score. Yeah,
that's now. Because
if you want, is it now?
That's now.
So if you want to be held in high esteem with your credit score, social credit score or rating, whatever, you can't say, I don't know what the numbers are, but say you're a 500 and you go talk to a 200, it'll bring yours down.
That is literally Black Mirror, isn't it?
It's Black fucking Mirror. Nuts.
Literally, that is.
Absolutely insane.
Carbon copy of Black Mirror, which I'm sure is probably based on that.
It's fucking nuts.
I wonder if you do a podcast with someone, we'd have our little numbers in the corner.
We've already mentioned Wuhan, so we're fucked.
They definitely wouldn't come in here. Jesus, they'd be like, they wouldn't even be able to go out the house.
Yeah. Do you know what I think? What annoyed me as well with COVID. Like, I understand, like, I get it, right? It was a pandemic and stuff. We're trying to stop the spread and shit, right? But obviously I fully understand with elderly and vulnerable people. I get that. But I'm not being funny, yeah? If I have a cold I won't go and see my nan because I'm not a fucking idiot. Do you know what I mean? So it's sort of like, but I think people do that anyway. You know, if you're ill, you don't go see someone that is vulnerable. You don't go see someone with, you know, if I had a chest infection, I wouldn't go and hang around with my friend who has severe asthma. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're generally sort of like, lying in bed. If you're ill, you lie in bed to get better. Yeah. Like that's it's kind of like self, you know, that it's most people in the real world, they're just until they're better. Yeah.
You kind of do isolate yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than like, okay, everyone fucking stop.
Yeah.
Because you might get ill. You know, one of the fucking, I think I've mentioned this before, one of the harshest fucking wake up calls was because my mum took it very seriously. It was absolutely fine. But I went and fucking saw her, you know, because you could drive and see someone from your car window or whatever on my birthday. And my mum refused to give me a hug because of these fucking COVID rules on my birthday. And I was like, this is fucking weird, man. Like, what the actual fuck? Like, they have convinced my mother to not give me a fucking hug on my birthday because there is an invisible killer disease somewhere that no one can see. It's just like, fucking wow. You know, that was shit. That was, I was like, fucking, this is crap. But yeah, it's just fucking insane, man.
I think we talked about this actually at the time, if there was no technology anywhere, we wouldn't have even known about COVID. Because I don't remember really seeing, you know, you chat to some people do get ill and you chat to them, but obviously you chat to people and they get ill all the time. I don't know. Yeah, if you take out social media and the internet and all that, if you like,
definitely make it
would
work.
We have known about it, you know, no. Swept across
on so many different levels. Like, you know, you wouldn't have seen on fucking Facebook that they're going mental over toilet rolls, so you need to get down there and get more fucking toilet roll. You know, you just wouldn't have seen any of that shite.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have even been documented in history anywhere, would it? Because it was like, I remember the year before there was like 50,000 deaths or something for the cold. They had a really bad cold flu epidemic before, like literally the year before. God knows if it was. It probably wouldn't even got noticed.
No, it's just what a fucking weird time that was to be alive. It's fucking. I just like, you know, you say, well, this episode, is there another pandemic? I fucking hope not. Because even if, like, you know, people do ignore the lockdowns or whatever, it's still, you know, just these things, A, killing people, and B, you know, these infringements on your fucking, on your right to freedom.
Yeah, defies the community, doesn't it? People, like I said, people treat it differently and have their own opinions about it. And then all of a sudden, like, if you're acting from your base knowledge, but you can be a spreader, and then you're almost victimized for not following the rules. Like, I don't believe in it.
Yeah, but also when they try to just push some really fucking dodgy shit as well. Like that fucking training cyber shit blew my fucking mind when they were like, "Oh, if you're creative and you can't do your job at the moment," and they gave the example of like a fucking ballerina. They were like, "Now is the time to retrain into cyber." It's like, so you want to kill people's creativity? You want to take creative people and put them in a cubicle? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I saw a woman on there on the main news, like giving an update of what you could do, and she was like, "Go swimming outside, swimming in fucking ponds." Swear to God, on the news, it was like you can swim in outdoors ponds, and I was just like, "If you're not ill from COVID, you're gonna get ill swimming in a pond."
You'd have people just like, "What about the fish? You're infected with COVID."
Swimming in the pond.
I tell you what, right? I know that they didn't fucking help the media because they spread it like fucking wildfire. But you know that, like, BBC News 24/7. Could you imagine being on a fucking like 8-hour presenting shift where you're just cycling through the same four fucking stories? You're just constantly talking about these fucking death statistics for COVID, and that's all you're talking about all day, every day.
It gets even better because they were like comparing it to previous days at some point. They were like going, oh, last week we had this many deaths from COVID. This week, not so much. Oh, we had a spike this week. So it's like you can never escape that news because, like you say, day in, day out, it's just the only thing on TV.
What's mental is the it was front page news, and it was the biggest news. There was a party in Birmingham for like 30 people, and it was fucking just national news. Like it was like height of lockdown, and they were like everyone was going mental. But like, and I just remember looking at it and thinking, there's a party. Nothing's happened at the party. 30 people have met together, and it's made front page news. Yeah. Given the fact now what we know. What all the politicians were doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hilarious. Like,
yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
it's like such a.
I think that's another reason why people wouldn't fucking listen anymore. 100%. They'd be like, you can absolutely get fucked.
Yeah.
Because you not only did you not listen to your own rules, you've literally been recorded at a party mocking the fact that we listened to the shit you made up.
I know. Awful.
Like you can absolutely get fucked.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's why people hate politicians and don't trust them because of shit like that.
No. Yeah. Like Matt Hancock is just a fucking twat. Like the fact he's got like some sort of, you know, career in television since. But I think there should be a fucking national holiday when the prick dies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like I don't fucking. He's the biggest. He's one of the biggest fucking twats going, because he was just taking. He was coming up with these rules, and knowingly, not following them, breaking them, having a laugh that we were fucking following them. You know, you had people dying in hospital alone. Whilst he was shagging his fucking PA, it's just absolutely insane. You know, I didn't see it, but apparently he went on SAS Who Dares Wins.
Yeah.
And they fucking gave it to him, apparently.
Yeah, I watched that. I saw him on that. And then I saw him on
I'm a Celeb.
I'm a bit on there, yeah. But again, people watch that shit because they just want to see him get hurt because they don't like him. So it's like, It's an easy, like you say, it gives them a platform because people like they'll hate him, and it's like just the one that, you know, see him be in pain or do stuff that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Whereas he just shouldn't be really given the time of day. It's just a waste.
Yeah, he fucking is. But yeah, it's just all
politicians.
Something that happened, isn't it? Fuck me.
It definitely is.
Jesus, what if, you know, something that we'll always look back on and be like, well, that was different.
To be fair, I can't believe it's 4 years ago now. That's mental.
Insane.
That feel, it doesn't feel, like, it does feel long ago, but it also feels like it's gone really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
I remember, what was it? It was probably around this sort of time last, like, I think it was, would have been March 2020 when we had the first lockdown announced.
It was March,
literally 4 years ago. Like pretty much.
I'd been in this house for a month and a half, and I'd been like, shit, if we tried to get this house like a month and a half later, because immediately they pulled all the 95% mortgages straight away.
We're
on a 95% here, and I was like, oh shit, like if we just waited a month later. I've been fucked.
Yeah,
crazy time. Just going back to being tracked at work, I've just noticed something that the Ghost of a Thousand said. He said, yeah, I won't mention my employer name, but we are tracked and we are a yellow dot that expands in size when we're standing still. I don't know what.
Fucking hell.
So, I mean, I don't know what country you work in. I'd assume it's probably going to be either the UK or America, I'm guessing. But yeah, it's here. Well, I had it when I was working in insurance. Like they tracked all your phone calls and that, so they saw when you were on a call, when you weren't. So
I'd be like shimmying about.
Yeah,
catch me with the dot.
Yeah, but how long until it's like, you know, you got a little chip in your head, and it's like, well, if you go to red, we'll just turn your brain off and kill you.
The more new technology comes out, it's just, it's never used for greatness, is it? It's just used to like to make us more into the system, to suppress us more. Like, yeah, I mean, I just want to go and live in the woods.
Yeah.
you just see people trying not to daydream in an office because they just know if they do, they get switched off. It's like, fucking why?
Literally, just like, just drop dead.
Yeah. Just like staring out of a window.
Maybe you could be like, you know, maybe that's sort of like something you could do, right? So it's sort of like you give your 8 hours a day to the company, but if you have this chip that can literally kill you, you get danger money. So it's like you can come and work for us for £10 an hour, or we'll give you £50 an hour, but if you drop below a certain effort level, we will kill you.
Yeah. You'd work, you'd graft, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Oh, you would.
Yeah.
Literally, would. Life would be on the line.
Yeah. But it would be
danger
financially reimbursed.
Yeah.
I see this employee 1259 has stopped for a breath for 2 seconds too long. Pull the plug.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I've seen it a few months ago when it came out in a coffee shop, and it was like, it was tracking how many people were serving, doing coffees, and then I just thought, well, this is fucked. Like this is literally just, you can't trick AI. I'm sure there might be little ways around it, but it gets, you know, it's clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
The nature of the beast.
It is.
Jeez. Yeah.
I can't remember what year it is where it's meant to surpass our collective intelligence.
It's coming in.
Jesus Christ.
It is weird because, like, most of our things that we talk about now, there's always like an underlying AI something there. I know we always like other stuff, but like, I just feel that's where everything's kind of going.
Yeah. No, it's true. But it's just so weird. I know we said this, kind of treading over old ground, but AI was like science fiction in movies.
Yeah.
And it's actually real.
Mm.
Like they've actually said, like, yeah, it's just fucking crazy. Oh dear, we're all gonna die.
I
don't know, one day anyway, but I think we're all gonna die by AI.
I mean, it's a good possibility. I can't remember what it's a collection of scientists, but they said there's like over a 25% chance that it could happen. It's like, okay, that's too high. That's too high.
That's a bit high now.
Have you seen that video of, it's OpenAI, but they're doing all sorts of shit. They've got a robot that can now explain reasoning to you why it's done something. So I think they gave the example of this bloke had like a mock-up of a sink, a dish rack, a couple of dishes in front of it, and an apple. And he said, I'm hungry. Can you pass me something that would sustain me? I'm hungry. So the robot picks up the apple, passes it to the person doing the interview. And he said, can you explain to me why you just gave me this? And then the robot explained, that's because you said you were hungry. That is something you can eat. And he said, okay, good. And he said, can you tell me, based on these things in front of you, where should the plate go next? And the robot just thought about it for like 2 seconds, picks up the plate, puts it perfectly on the drying rack, and he does the same thing. Can you explain to me why you did that? And then the robot said, based on what was in front of me, that seemed like the good place for it at the time. And it's like, it's literally gone from, can you write me an article, to now explaining to me, where's the best place for a fucking plate to go? It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And although that seems like fairly trivial tasks, it's the method behind it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
working, the awareness.
It's working. Yeah, it's working shit out of awareness. Yeah. Like, although it knows those two things, it's probably aware now of like 80% of things that about humans because it's just got all the information
there.
And it will just get better and better.
Why have you put that human in the ground? Well, it felt like the best place for it because the human keeps destroying the planet. That's fair. Yeah,
I was thinking about it. You got one when you said about reasoning. Tell me, you've got one in your house that like doing all your stuff, and then you're having an argument with your missus, and it picks up on it, and you're like, "Look, machine, based on what you've heard, categorically, who's right and who's right, and then we'll find the truth."
Yeah, but what if it's like it gets so, you know, good with the reasoning. It's sort of like, you know, we have these machines that we can tell or ask them to do all these mundane chores and shit for us. Not to say they'd get bored, but, you know, and then the robot kind of works out, well, hang on, this human keeps giving me chores to do. If there was no human, then I wouldn't have any tasks to do. Then it just gets rid of the human. I think there's just so many ways to look at it where the human gets annihilated.
Yeah.
Oh, like you're there, the robot's in your house, and then it's doing all your chores and that, and then it's just because I'm going to university. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to better my life.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're my robot. I've worked out this is mundane, and I want to go and do something else. Yeah. I'm going traveling.
See you later.
Yeah. I'm going backpacking. Yeah. You're not alone. Yeah. You're not allowed to enslave me.
What would you do though? What is your, you're not. You can't. You can't.
Imagine that.
Refund.
We think there's going to be like they're going to kill us all, like all these movies, and they're just all backpacking, literally partying and backpacking.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Fucking brilliant.
Dear. Well, I think that's the best case scenario, to be honest. At least if they don't kill us, they just all go backpacking.
All in Thailand.
And just meet each other. Fuck me.
Oh dear.
Well, what a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
COVID times.
Can I can I just take on a massive tangent just to answer Stuart's question? Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
Stuart asked, question for Jordan on football. How is Glenn Kamara doing at Leeds? I'm a Rangers fan and liked him a lot. He's fantastic. He's a starting 11 player. Solid in midfield, terrified of shooting. He can literally be about 6 inches from the goal line and he will pass it to someone else. But yeah, no, great player, solid in midfield. Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
I just wanted to get it out there.
There you go, Stuart. Question answered. Yeah. You asked it, and it was answered.
It was answered.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you, boys, for coming down a trip down a memory lane with me. Not a great memories to
trip,
but
yeah, it's a fucking COVID, great.
It's all right, we can all just, you know, talk about our PTSD of COVID. Yeah. It's great. But yeah, thank you for joining us, watching and listening wherever you are from. I hope you're having a good day. And we'll see you in the next one. Up the Atma. Bye bye for now.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.